Named the file a little bit differently. Okay, now I am recording raw data. This is Not So Shy John. This is the Not So Shy John News. One of my many AKAs. Well, I don't have that many, but actually, you know, something. I heard something this past week that was a little disturbing. You know, one thing that I've been saying to people all along is there is no FCC on the web. And, of course, we've been taking full advantage of that, all us killers here at Kill Radio. But something that I heard from Mr. Rainy Day, Mr. Zed Null, told me that he heard from the National Association of Broadcasters, the NAB, is trying very hard to impose a standard upon the web. Well, probably there is some kind of standard placed on podcasts. I mean, little kids can download podcasts. This is true. So I don't know if it extends to the use of language. I have been using my language colloquially and conversationally throughout my show, sometimes imposing a misogynistic view or sometimes suggesting things that came out of my imagination. But, of course, I would hope not depicted in reality. I don't know, just as a disclaimer, but at the same time, now that, with knowledge now that the FCC may not have sunk its hooks into the web or vice versa, but that, you know, one must observe some sort of standard in order to enjoy the privilege. And certainly the honor and the privilege of being in this environment. So I found a song to play. Here we go. In that spirit. Here you go.
You know, girls, it's great to live in a democracy today, where freedom is everywhere. But girls, we often take this freedom for granted. Freedom of speech, freedom of thoughts, and freedom of action. But you know, gals, just because a bunch of men signed that Declaration of Independence in 1776 doesn't mean that freedom was for men alone. Oh, no, you take Tom Jefferson, Ben Franklin, John Hancock. There's a hell of a guy for you right there. All these men had wives. They probably had a few broads on the side, too. These women wanted freedom just as much as their men did. But, gals, I wonder, do we? I think it's time that we women thought about it a bit. Hell, I think it's time we did something about it. So come on, fellow females of the 20th century. Be glad that you're an American. Proclaim your freedom. Stand at attention. Pledge allegiance and bounce your boobies, get into the swing. Bounce your boobies, the swing is everything. Makes no difference if they're big or small, as long as you give them your all. Bounce your boobies, come on, honey, bounce them up and down. Something to give. But it sure looks like it sometimes. Just look around you. Men stick out all over the place. Big fat cigars. Big fat stomachs. And just where they should stick out, where is it? Yes, girls, we know what we've got and we know what they're worth. So come on, gals. Let's get into the swing of things. Give your boobies some freedom. All together now. Bounce your boobies. We'll let them rock and roll. Nudge your knockers. Keep them hot and sold. Just admit it, gals. It sure feels great to feel them swinging. Ooh, titillate. Bounce your boobies. Bounce, bounce.
Here's a classic sentiment that she's about. This is Rusty Warren. She's about to impart something deep in my chromosomes.
This next number for the men of the audience that I have heckled so much throughout the entire show. Gentlemen, throughout the entire show. Gentlemen, you're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. Now you may be king, you may possess the world and all its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. So take this crazy world, you'll never change it as long as the stars shine above. You're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Thank you very much for bearing with our show, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, if I've embarrassed anybody during the course of the show, I wish you would please tell your friends. If you've enjoyed my show, my name is Rusty Warren. If you didn't enjoy it, it's Lois Lipschitz. We can't take any chances. Yes, you're nobody. Yes, you're nobody. Till somebody loves you.
Boys and girls, this is your old pal Stinky Wizzleteeth. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Thank you.
Let me just interject here. You know, I was just thinking, I like songs with a message. I just like music with a message. That's kind of like what I listen to. So, well, having said that, the first two cuts were by Rusty Warren. The first one was Bounce Your Boobies, and the second one was You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You. Then that was Stinky Weasel Teats with the Happy Happy Joy Joy song from Ren and Stimpy. I don't know if you ever saw that scene. It's a great scene. And then Norman Greenbaum with Spirit in the Sky, another song with a message. But, well, just a little back announcing there. Now I'm going to play, let's see, well, let me do this little movie cut. It's only 17 seconds, and then... Muddy Waters, okay? You gonna play? You gonna play? Okay, here it goes.
Sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me to sleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep. Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my suitcase and make my gift. But I'm troubled, I'm all good. And I never be satisfied, and I just can't keep up. Yeah, I know my little old bae, she gonna jump and shout. That old train be late, girl, and I come walking out. But I'm troubled, I'm all worried now. Yet I never be satisfied, and I just can't keep up. Yeah, I know somebody sure been talking to you. I don't need no telling, girl, I can watch the way you. I'm troubled, I be all right. Yet I never be satisfied, but I just can't keep up. Thank you. Yeah, now goodbye, babe. Got no more to say. Just like I've been telling you, girl, you gonna have to meet my friend. But I'm troubled. I'm all worried. Yeah, and I never be satisfied. I just can't keep up. Yeah, my baby, she quit me. Seemed like mama was dead. I got real wood, yeah, and she drove it to my head. I'd be troubled, I'd be all worried. Yeah, I never be satisfied. I just can't keep up crying.
Thank you. Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha-ha. Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the happy home, with trees and flowers and chirping birds and weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away.
How many of you people remember the House of Pain?
It's on the vine. handful of thorns and you know you've missed it. Lose your love when you say the word mine.
Business they've been a while coming by. Been a long uphill climb, but now the profits are high. But today he's 40 years old, going on 20, and he hears of sordid affairs, and he ain't had any. And the young thing beside him, you know she understands that he's trying to prove he still can.
Maybe I should interject here what I just played for a bit. Let's see. Let's go back to Warm Glasses, Shut the Hell Up. Muddy Waters, I Be's Troubled. Muddy Waters and Roy Gallagher, I'm Ready. Napoleon the 14th, They're Coming to Take Me Away. Limp Bizkit and Incubus, Jump Around. Linda Ronstadt, Love is a Rose. Let's see, Middle Age Crazy, Jerry Lee Lewis. And I just thought, well, if the shoe fits, I don't know. And then because of that, I discovered another one of my heroes, one of my, I don't know, they should, he should be everybody's hero, Mr. Dick Dale. And Dick Dale goes all the way back to the 50s as a musician with Dick Dale and the Deltones. Of course, he had a resurgence, basically resurfaced around the time of, what was that movie, Pulp Fiction. That was Dick Dale stuff that got used in Pulp Fiction. I've seen Dick Dale a couple of times. I have an autographed poster of Dick Dale. Man is a national treasure. He invented the surf guitar. Invented the surf guitar sound. The surf guitar, what would you call it? The scale that is used, because he comes from, I think, an Armenian background, and threw that Middle Eastern sound into it, and completely revolutionized that. So, in the man's honor, and in the spirit of playing music with a message. Like middle-aged crazy. Well, here's some Dick Dale.
tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator, tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator, tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas. Who's that writing?
John the Revelator.
Who's that writing?
John the Revelator.
Who's that writing?
John the Revelator.
He wrote the book of the seven seals.
Oh, yes.
John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, well, who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. You know, God walked down in the cool of the day, called Adam by his name. And he refused to answer because he's naked and ashamed. Who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas. You know Christ had 12 apostles, and 3 he led away. Say, watch with me 1 hour till I go yon and pray. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of the seven seas. Who's that writing? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas. Christ came on the Easter morning. Mary and Martha was there to see. Go tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee. Tell me who's writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seventh seal. Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seas.
We'll be right back. do. I'm walking by myself. I hope you understand. You know, I'll give you all my. What more can I do? Walking by myself, I hope you understand. What more can I do? Walking by myself, I hope you understand. I just want to be your loving man. One more time. I said I'm walking by myself, I hope you understand.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. I thought I would just interject here. I think we started off that set. How far back do we go? Middle-aged crazy Jerry Lee Lewis, California's son, Dick Dale. That was the Dig Up Elvis version of John the Revelator, followed by the Faith Corral version of John the Revelator, followed by the Sun House. Probably closer to the original version of John the Revelator. And then that was Gary Moore doing his take on Walking by Myself. Now, before I went on, I thought I found this little bitty article in the paper, but it kind of put my nose out of joint. I don't know. Tell me what you think of this. Sexy costumes lead to firing of casino servers. A lawsuit says the skimpy new outfits cocktail waitresses at one Atlantic City casino must wear have cost 15 of them their jobs because middle-aged and older servers don't look sexy enough in them. Resorts Casino Hotel is being sued by 7 of the fired waitresses. Several others are considering legal action. Their union says the women were made to strip in front of female co-workers, told to squeeze into uniforms too small for them, and then photographed. A modeling agency was recruited to recommend who should go. The new flapper costumes are part of Resort's effort to rebrand itself in a roaring 20s theme after the popularity of Boardwalk Empire. The casino says each worker was treated fairly. The Associated Press. Well, as I was saying, I'm not so sure as I would agree with that casino in light of the fact that I am no spring chicken. And as a matter of fact, the older I get, the more women look interesting to me. Oh, gee, what's that? Well, I don't know. Let's see. Hello. Yeah. I don't remember filling out an online survey for a free gift. Through what agency website business was this? Through what agency was this? I don't recall.
You did an online survey for free rewards inside.com. And our company is GCR. And we're one of the sponsors through your free rewards inside.com.
Is that so? Okay, so, well, then, and you tell me I'm already a winner, what do I get?
Okay. Now, obviously, we have your survey here in front of us. You filled out everything on that end.
Uh-huh.
And we're partners with your free rewards.com.
Your free rewards.com. Uh-huh.
We've been doing this for almost 5 years now,
uh-huh.
And ever since the economy's been the way it is, a lot of people's been taking advantage of the stimulus redemption, and I can't access all of your information, but which gift card do you think you signed up for? Was it a Walmart, Target, Victoria's Secret, or one of the other exciting gifts?
I don't recall it. There's no Walmart near me. Might have been Target. I don't know. Might have been Target.
It might have been Target?
Yeah.
Okay, now remember, FedEx is the official shipper for all those gifts, so keep an eye out for a FedEx shipper, okay?
Wow, I'm amazed. Okay, well, I really appreciate it. It will be something coming... Oh, are you still there?
I'm still here. I'm listening to you, sir.
Okay, yeah, I had actually someone else trying to call me. But there will be something from Target then?
Yeah, but I have to go through this with you. We're almost complete. Uh-huh. There was three requirements that you had that was listed on the survey that you had to do. However, you've already completed two of the three. The first one was you met the eligibility requirements, and the second one you completed the reward bonus survey. And I'll go ahead and check that off right now. The last requirement was to complete the sponsor offers listed on the redemption instructions. We are a gold member sponsors with that website. Most of all, we wanted to thank you for filling out the survey and taking the part of the $500 gift card you signed up for. And also, as a sponsor, we contact you to let you know that we've been authorized to send you a selection of magazines guaranteed for 60 months. Now, the magazines that you will be receiving will be ESPN, Rolling Stone, Max Field, Inch Green, and Motor Trend. Plus, you're going to receive a list of over 300 titles, and you'll have an option to change them around as often as you like. And we would classify all of our readers by age, educational interest, and occupation. So for the survey, what year did you graduate high school, sir?
I am probably before you were born, my dear, 1973.
Wow. Well, that's not a problem, sir, not at all. If you don't mind, do you mind telling me your age?
I am 55.
55?
Yeah.
Now that you're all set,
here's the thing, too, though. You know, I'll tell you something. I don't fit into that soon-to-be-retired demographic. You know, actually, I'm a radio DJ. I'm a musician. I'm still extremely active in the culture and the arts and very interested in Los Angeles culture. So, you know, I'm not getting tired yet.
I understand that. You still got some spunking, and that's always good.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, we have here with these magazines, we have over 300 titles, like you said, just like music. And there's plenty of titles here that you can choose from that has music, arts, and everything else that you might be interested in.
That's most amazing. Wow, yeah, okay, I'm looking forward to it. You've got my address, I take it.
Okay, yeah, we have your address. Are you currently working?
Yes.
You're a musician or a DJ?
I wish. No, actually, I work at a nonprofit as a DJ, but I am working, but not as a musician, unfortunately.
But not as a musician?
Yeah. Well, you know,
okay.
because It's unfortunate. I'm a little fish in a big pond in Los Angeles. You end up playing for free everywhere is what happens. I mean, I can get out and play on a regular basis, but it's hard to make it pay. You know, you got to get into entertainment, into film and movies, and, you know, that's union stuff.
Okay. And are you currently married?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Oh, well, you don't have a ball of pain. That's good to hear about. That's always good to hear about.
Well, it's, okay. You know, it's a point of view thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, at my point of view, I don't want to lock myself down so quick, so I like to play around a little bit longer.
Well, not too long, though. Not too long, you know.
Not too long.
You know, I'll tell you though, I know what you mean. You know, quality people are hard to find. You know, they really are. But I'll tell you something too, is what I, you know, advice that I've seen is that sometimes the qualities that you seek are the very qualities that don't last the test of time.
You're right.
You know, I mean, you have to look a little deeper and look into people and see what they're really like.
You're right about that. And that's why I didn't want to just jump into anything. I want to take my time and learn a person that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's, okay, now that everything's been taken care of, with my publishers, the only ask you to help with your help on is our cost of maintenance service. And that's the only thing that we ask you to help us with and that's $3.70. Just a week. You're probably aware that each magazine is almost $5 to $7, but this is $3.79 for one. I mean, for five, and you only pay that once a week, and you get that for all five magazines.
Wow.
In other words, you're getting five for the price of one.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's a quite an array. You know what? I'll tell you something, though. Truthfully, you know, I would probably be interested in one or two of the magazines, but I'm not a huge magazine reader. And, I'm really faced with some stiff expenses right now. I'm trying to move. And, you know, I have to save my money. So, you know, is there any way I can decline that?
Well, I'm telling you, it's a great offer. Like I said, each magazine's are like $5. I'm quite sure you know how much they are in the stores.
Definitely.
And the better part about it is, if you only like two of the magazines,
uh-huh.
You can keep two for yourself. You can ship off two. You can put a different, like if you're, like you say, you're moving, you can call at any time and say, I would like to have two or three sent here or two or three sent there to a friend. And everything is taken care of by us, so you don't have to worry about anything.
Wow.
As far as that. You know, you can, like I say, you can change it up. If you want to change two out of the five, you can do that. If you want to change all five, you can do that.
You mean to another magazine?
All that for you. All you have to do.
You mean I could wait? You mean I could change?
We'll for you.
I could change to another magazine if I wanted, in mid subscription.
Anytime, as often as you like, as many times as you like.
You are good.
If you give me five now, and you say, okay, if you want to go into a fishing, you want to go into the fishing tray, you want to go out and have a good time on the water, we also have, you know, different titles you can choose from, so you don't have to be stuck with this one package at all times. You can always switch up. There's always something to keep you interested and excited.
And it's
anywhere from home decorating to business. We have it all here, sir.
That's quite amazing. You're really good. You know what? They give you everything to say in every counter. Tell me again, how much is it a week?
It's $3.79 a week.
Yeah, four. So that's like $16 a month, basically.
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah.
Why not give or take, yeah.
Okay, now what if I... Yeah.
I'm sorry for cutting you off. What did you say, sir?
Oh, yeah, it's his cell phone. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking, and how long am I supposed to, is this, I can cut it at any time, or, you know, is this something I'm committed to, or what?
Yeah, you can call in, like I said, if you have any changes, you can call in and speak with us, and we'll, whatever changes that you might want, you can also, like I said, give us a call, and we'll be able to help you out with whatever you might ask me, have questions about.
Oh, okay, and so that sounds like you're trying to hit me up for some credit card information, doesn't it?
Well, I'm new to this, actually. Today's my birthday, so I'm new to this. I'm what I'm going to do here is almost shipped over to my supervisor, and they'll be able to tell you everything that you need to know. And if you were to pay by credit card, would it be credit card or a debit card?
It would be a debit card.
It would be a debit card?
Yeah.
Okay, like I said, I'm new to this. So I'm going to transfer you over to my supervisor, and hopefully you can have everything explained to you the way it is.
Want to ask any questions, just ask anything you need to know, and they'll help you out, okay? Okay. Wait a minute. I just came to a realization as I hung up the phone. I just came to the realization that all she was intending to do was sell me magazine subscriptions, and the whole gift thing was a come on. Don't you think? I don't know. Welcome to the new prank call show. Sorry about that. Here, back to the music.
Here comes another paper clip. Here comes another paper clip.
Back. Fresh out the womb, now she consumes me. No room for self these days, yeah, she's so demanding. Do this, do that, don't forget to take your medicine. I hate it when her face is invading my head again. The welcome mat reads, please take off your shoes, but she disregards the statement. I've grown accustomed to bending my beliefs to satisfy your needs, but I'm fed up with plugging cuts every time they bleed. So I dip my pen in the puddle where the bloody mess has been, trying to end the struggle. But I love her, she's the reason for the lesions, man, I love her. I start bleeding when she's leaving, and every scar on my fingertip is a reminder of all the lessons learned, all my missions trying to find her. But I'll sit alone till she comes back home, and I'll be waiting by the phone.
Hello?
Hello. I've had my eye on you for quite a while.
Who is this?
Listen.
Here comes another paper cut. Here comes another paper cut. Here comes another paper cut. Here comes another paper cut.
Man, the nerve of this bitch, part of my fridge, but it's been 10 days, and I'm getting kinda lightheaded. Maybe I'll write her a letter in a gentleman's way and send it with the hopes that she might get it. I can't believe I let her run all over me, but all I think about is when she's here and holding me. I love her, she's the reason for the lesions, man, I love her. I start bleeding when she's leaving, and every scar on my fingertip is a reminder of all the lessons learned, all my missions trying to find her in. I can't complain, I kinda like the pain. She ain't even got a name, she just lives in my brain.
She says she loves me, but she comes and goes when she pleases. When the door shuts, it's like another paper cut, and I'm stuck with a handful of band-aids till she comes back around like them ceiling fan blades. Claims she loves me, but she cuts me into pieces when I'm sewed up. Here comes another paper cut, now I'm stuck with a handful of band-aids till she comes back around like them ceiling fan blades.
Yep.
Can you feel that? And I'm home. You never met a motherfucker quite like me. And not like me. And not dead like me. Hey, hey, like me. Till I heard a lick like this. And from the depths of Dixie to my northern spots, you know it's time to rock with old glory tracks. Situations. That's why they call me pimp of the nation. And hey, bitch, you best believe I live in the woods, not your world of greed. Might a little weed, might a little yay. I'm so proud to be living in the USA.
Than just you.
Got some soda, mud in your eye. Baby, do I feel high, oh me, oh my. Do I feel high? Dry martini, jigger of gin. Oh, what a spell you've got me in, oh my. Do I feel high? People won't believe me. They'll think that I'm just bragging. But I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eye. Oh me, oh my. Do I feel higher than a kite can fly? Give me loving, baby, I feel high. No, people won't believe me. They'll think that I'm just bragging. But I could feel the way I do, still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eyes, oh me, oh my. Do I feel higher than a kite can fly? Give me loving, baby, I feel high.
Yeah, I just wanted to toss in here that that little song is dedicated to someone I met, Danielle, who may or may not listen to this. I don't know. You never know. But I don't know. Hope springs eternal. Hope springs eternal, right? I'm going to wrap up the show pretty soon because I've been here long enough, and somebody else is going to probably want to come in here. Let's see, how far did we go back here? Linda Ronstadt, Loves Rose, Middle is Crazy, Jerry Lee Lewis, California Sun, Digga Balbus, John the Revelator, Gary Moore, Paper Cuts, Mr. Dibs, The Reason for the Lesions, and then Little Kid Rock, Never Met a Motherfucker Like Me, with a tip of the hat to the FCC and the NAB. Thank you very much, and I hope you all enjoy my PG-rated show. And now we're going to do the Klutzmer Conservatory Band doing an ancient classic. You may or may not have heard it. My steady listeners may have heard it. It's a song that somebody told me one time is the greatest song in the world. Long before I actually heard the song, and then I listened to it, collected a couple of versions here and there. This is the Klutzmer Conservatory Band. Let's see how they do with it.
Thank you.
That's a pretty good version, I guess. That, again, was the Klezmer Conservatory Band doing Romania, Romania, called by some the greatest song in the world. But in any case, I might play another version sometime, but I have gotten to the end of my show. The clock says 5:54. Today is, April 4th, 4/4/11. And I'm going to end it here. This may very well be the only podcast that came up. I tried to record it in two parts, and I think the first part didn't record. So I feel a little burned because I did exactly the same thing with the first one as I did with the second one, and I know the second one is loading, so it's an odd thing. Anyway, see you next week. Oh, now I go here, and then I put that in there, and then I say bye-bye.